Talk Ministry. Well, if you have your Bible, we're going to be in Ephesians chapter 4. I know we did 1 through 3 last week, talking our way through walking in a manner worthy. And so we're going to drop down to 4. So chapter 4 and verse 4. Therefore, one body, one spirit, just as you are called to one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But his grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives, and he gave gifts to men. So just, it's kind of fun just to pick, you know, a little bit at a time, but Paul, through the power of the Holy Spirit, wants the church at Ephesus to know that there's one hope, and it's really clear about one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. I know we're kind of hearing in our culture today about, you know, second baptism of the Holy Spirit. But as you read Ephesians chapter 4, it's one faith, one hope, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, through all, and in all. So God is the God of everything, which is a wonderful thought as you start, and then it gets harder when you see things that, all right, God, that didn't make sense why you did it that way, and God, that didn't make sense why you did it that way. But knowing that he's sovereign and he's working everything for his good, and so we want to find him in that. We want to trust his sovereignty, not the circumstances that we're going through. And then there's this phrase here, verse 8, therefore it says, when he ascends on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men. So as you pause for that thought, and I'm sure none of us have ever been to this or seen this happen. We've never seen like the mayor of Sebring go over to Wachula, conquer Wachula, and bring the gifts back. But the church at Ephesus, the Jewish nation, they had watched that over the years where at times they were the victors. And so they would bring things back from the battlefield. And as you read that, when he ascends on high, he leads a host of captives and he gives gifts to men. So church at Ephesus, would that be a vivid word picture for them? And then for you and I, as we sit here, it's for me to think about when he ascends on a high, he led a host of captives and he gives gifts to men. He led those who were captive. Now those people are free. Why? Because of the resurrection, because Jesus is alive. And then you're going to go on the next time we do this and you'll see the gifts that he gives. But what a cool opportunity just to stop and think about what it meant for the nation of Israel to say, oh yeah, there goes our captive. There goes our king. He sets people free. Now, as you read in Ephesus, Paul's reminding of this powerful conquering king that it did ascend on high. His name was Jesus, and he led a host of captives. He led a lot of people out of captivity. A lot of people, their lives were never going to be the same because they said yes to the gospel. And so, you know, kind of put that all back in, going back up to 4:1. Okay, Paul, who's a prisoner, he's now encouraging people to walk worthy. Why? Because we serve a conquering king. No matter what our circumstances is, we can live in humility and gentleness and patience. Why? Because we have the power of the resurrected Christ living inside of us. We can walk with people, love with people, bear with one another. Why? Because our conquering king has set us free, because there's power in the name of the resurrected Jesus. And so kind of neat to see all that in just, you know, the first, you know, 8 verses of Ephesians chapter 4. And so maybe you can take away the opportunity. Maybe you just need to go back and say, okay, Lord, I see you as how you set me free in this area of my life, in this area of my life. Or we can pause and say, okay, Lord, what areas do you want to set me free moving forward? What are the things that you want to continue to do in my life so that I'm no longer held captive, but I am set free and I'm walking by faith and not by sight? So a wonderful little couple verses. Hope that'll be an encouragement to you as you read and study. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the book of Ephesians, what you let Paul write through the power of the Holy Spirit as you moved his hand around. And so we all know today that we get to celebrate that we're no longer captives, not because of us, but because Jesus, the conquering king, is alive.